AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A truce between Israel and Hamas runs out today. Diplomats are pushing for a widening of the truce.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration would like to see a new extension of a ceasefire agreement in Israel's war with Hamas after the current one expires.
We'd like to see the pause extended because what it has enabled, first and foremost, is hostages being released, coming home, being reunited with their families. It's also enabled us to surge humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza who so desperately need it.
As Blinken prepares to make his third visit to the Middle East since the war began with Hamas's October 7 attacks in Israel, Blinken says in addition to discussing short-term logistical and operational planning, the administration believes it's imperative to discuss ideas about the future governance of Gaza. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling for an international conference to resolve the Mideast conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Japanese Coast Guard says at least one crew member on a U.S. Air Force Osprey was killed when the aircraft crashed during a training mission off the coast in southern Japan. Eight crew members were on board. A survey by Consumer Reports shows electric vehicles have proven to be far less reliable on average than gasoline-powered cars, trucks, and SUVs. The AP's Tom Krischer is in Detroit.
A lot of it is battery and electric motor problems, propulsion problems, simply because it's a new technology. There's software flaws that have to be fixed. But then on the other hand, there are some new manufacturers involved as well, and they don't know how to put the things together as well as an older manufacturer.
Consumer Reports says this is an issue of growing pains. Maine's public university system is offering free tuition to family members of those who died and those injured in a mass shooting in Lewiston. 18 people died. The offer covers more than 80 people. This is AP News. House leaders say there will be a vote tomorrow on expelling New York Republican George Santos. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers from both parties introduced resolutions seeking the removal of George Santos for allegedly stealing from his campaign funds and using donors' credit card information to ring up thousands of dollars in personal expenses. Santos on the House floor.
It starts and puts us in a new direction.
Says it's not fair to act on allegations without a trial.
A very dangerous precedent.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he agrees, but will let the vote go forward.
Personally, have real reservations about doing this.
Santos faces 23 counts in federal court. The House Ethics Committee accused him of blatantly stealing from his campaign and deceiving donors for his own personal profit, charges that Santos denies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.